This week is Parshas Bechanan. This is the second Parsha of Moshe's long speech at Sefer Devarim. And Sefer Devarim starts with Moshe's first speech, with Ela HaDvarim, Shebiber Moshe Kol Yisrael BeYarden. This is the words that Moshe said on the east side of the Jordan. And Targum Rashi makes a point that this is all a history of everything they did wrong. It's wrong. It's Targum, it says Ela Tishkamaya. These are the words that Moshe said to all of Israel, Ibra Diyardana on the other side of Jordan. He rebuked them. Told them they did wrong. All the Kavu Midbar, all the sins they made in the wilderness. And basically, that's what's in the historical view. But it is all not so much of what happened, but a reading of what happened of they did everything wrong. And then it turns to this future of, okay, not only did you do this wrong, you're going to get this wrong later. This is a warning. Okay, this is reading to Tisha B'Av we just read in this week's Parsha. When you have children and grandchildren, you'll hold them in the land, and you will be ruined. And you will create idols, images, and you will do the wrong thing in God's eyes. Let me grab a piece of paper. Lachisel make God angry. I bring call to testify against you now. Call the heaven and the earth. Kevot tevedun maher. You will be quickly lost. May Allah arish from the land. I share tem obriyot yedein sham l'shtav that you are crossing the Jordan to inherit. You will not last long on it. You'll be wiped out. You will go into Galut. That's the consequences of sinning. It ends with a warning, with the admonition. You need to keep these commandments, these rules that I command you today. It's good for you. And your children after you. So that you will last for a long time on this land. That God gives you, and you will be in there for all days. That's speech one. Second speech, which is the bulk of Sefer Devarim, is a long lecture on all the mitzvot. Starts out, this ended in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Mem. This starts again, Pasuk Mem Dalet. Zod Torah, She'asam Moshe B'nei Yisrael, Ela Edut V'chukim Hashpatim. This is the Torah that God, Moshe gave B'nei Yisrael. These are the testimony, the laws, the statutes, Asher Dibir Moshe B'nei Yisrael, B'teitam Mitzrayim, that Moshe had told them when they left Egypt, and he reviews them all, B'Evir HaYarden. But there's three-pasuk break between those two speeches. Verse 6. Az Yavdil Moshe. Then Moshe Yavdil will separate. Shosh Arim. He said, designates three cities to Abraham on the other side of the Jordan, Mizrach Hashemesh on the east side. And there's Shamarotzech, and those are the three cities that a manslaughterer, would run, Asher Yitzachar, to kill someone else unintentionally, and the killer did not hate the victim. He will run away to one of the cities and he will live. These are called the Arei Miklat, Ebetzer, Babidbar, Eretz Mishor, Ruveni, the city of Betzer, Ruveni, at Ramot, Begilad, Lagadi, city of Ramot, for God, Begolam, Babashan, Lamnashi, because those are the three tribes on the east side of Jordan, Ruven, God, and Menashe, and part of Menashe, and each of them had one of the Arei Miklat. The idea of Az Yavdil is an interesting idiom. Then the past, the Yavdil, the future, that's a common idiom in Tanakh.
It's like Az Yavdil. Oh.
Thank you. Yes, very good. That's exactly right. Az Yavdil. And what it means, Rashi makes the point, Az Kishira Hanes, that at the time when they saw the miracle, Allah Bliboshi Yashir Shira. He intended to sing this year. So Chin Yeshua, talking about the sun standing still, it starts with Azi Deber Yeshua. That then Moshe But Yeshua will say, that this as yeah something is referring to an intention. That plan to. As Yeshua said, then Moshe planned to do the scene. They didn't do it right at the moment. They were still running. As Yeshua said, there's an example in Malachim with and then he had all these barn wives, and they pulled apart to go after other gods. And he wasn't wholehearted with God the way David was. That as Yivnesh Shlomo Bama, and then again, Shlomo will build an altar to Kamosh Shekes Moav, to Kamosh the god of Moav, Bahar Shalom Lamolach Shekes Beamon and to Molach. It's as Yivnesh Shlomo these Bama, these other altars, as Rashi says, he intended to build them, but he didn't actually get to the point of building them, but as Yivnesh. He was going to. He meant to. Intention. And one example I like, just because I care about the image of what it means, is when this is way before, this is almost still, but this is in the beginning of his reign, and he builds the Beit Midash. As Yakel Shlomo Zignei Yisrael. Then Shlomo Yakel. Shlomo intended to bring together, intended to invite all the elders, the Kol Roshei Matot, Nisei HaAvot, all the leaders of the tribes, then it's for El HaMelech, Shlomo Yerushalayim, to come to him, Yerushalayim, Lelot Aron Brit HaShem, Mi'ir David, Hitzion, to bring the Aron from Ir David to the Beit Midrash he just built. That was Az Yakel Shlomo, and what happens, Ve'akil El HaMelech, Shlomo Kol Ish Yisrael, and everybody came. Let's have the image that he sent the invitations to all the important people, and then just the entire mob, everyone wanted to participate. So it's Az Yakil Shlomo and Yakil Melech Kol Ish Yisrael, B'yirach Etanim B'chag U'Kol Ish Yisrael, and everybody came anyway. That's the theme of Az Yakil. So here we have Az Yabdil. In that sense, meant Moshe made plans to satisfy the cities. He didn't actually do it. Why not? Because we know the laws of the Aramaic law. That was from the end of Parashat Maaseh. Rabbi Yisrael Martelhem, Ki atem ovrim et Yarden Eretz Kanaan. When you cross the Jordan, go to Eretz Kanaan. That's when this happens. Then, Kvitem lachem areim Aramaic law tien lachem. You will declare these cities as Aramaic law, absorption cities. Lashem rotzech makenefesh b'shaga, and that's where someone who kills someone negligently that will run away to. Bilachem Harim
the Mikot as well. How do you do the left light? Left light.
Perpetrator can run away. Liyamuta Rotech Adam Dos Nehaidu Eidal Bodhisat. And the perpetrator will be safe until he can be brought to justice. Harim Hashet is new, and those cities are going to set up. Shesh Harim Mikot and Lachem, you will have six cities. And Shosh Harim Titnu Me'Ever Hayaden. You'll have three cities on the other side of Jordan, the east side of Jordan. There's Sosharim, Titnu, Bagares, Canaan. And three of them in Canaan itself, Aram, Miklat, Yana, those are the cities. So those three cities on the east side of the Jordan are there, Kiyatem, Ovrim, Tayyadin, Ashkenaz, only when they actually come in. There's Canaan. So that's what Rashi says, Az Yavdil, that's when Moshe intended to separate. Natan Levliot, Chared, Ladavar, Shiavdilain. He made a mental note that he was going to be Haredi. He was going to be really strict, and he's going to end this thing, and he's going to designate them now. And even though they don't count as Arim Miklat until they designate all six of them, including the three that are in Eretz Kanaan, Amar Moshe said to himself, Mitzvah she'efshar l'kayma akemena. Whatever mitzvah I can do, I'm going to start now. Okay.
He couldn't go into the land, so he couldn't actually do it, but he was like, I'm going to have Kavana to do it.
That's why last year I looked at this and did the same thing, that this parsha is Moshe asked to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, no, you can't. So it's not a reason to give up. It's a reason to do whatever he can. Shonrish them. And this is where the Kli, that's exactly right. That's the Kliyaka puts it. He said, Matina she adam maskil be mitzvah. Ava pisha enu yechola lavoli de gemar. Ayado. That we, person should start doing a mitzvah, whatever he can, even though it's not going to be finished. Anything that you have the opportunity to do, you should do it. Just like we saw with David. David similarly knew he wasn't going to build a Beit HaMikdash. He still did all the preparations for it because he's got to do something. As a metaphor, that you may plant a tree, even though you'll never see the fruit of it. You'll never get the etrog out. You'll never get the fruit there. Eventually, children will do it. So you, whatever you can do, you start it. That's what it means, that Moshe then intended to separate those, designate those cities. Even though they don't really count as already miklat until they go to Eretz Yisrael and they finish the kibush haaretz. Kol makom amar Moshe mitzvah shebal yidi ekamera. Anything that I can get to my hand, anything I can do, I'm going to do it. Zeh lashon az. That's why it says az at that moment. Kishalamada Yisrael inyan zeh pasuk kodem. When the previous pasuk was says you need to keep these mitzvot, all these mitzvot I'm going to teach you, you need to keep them. Miyad hu. He immediately said, okay, I'm going to give you an example. I'm giving you this lecture about mitzvah. Here's an example of a mitzvah. But they'll see what he does, and they'll understand this is what you do. You get a chance to do the mitzvah, you're going to do it. Rav Nevinson, and this was from a book of his sichot that Rabbi Fruchter had, has a different idea. His question is, why the Arei Miklat? He wants to give an example of a mitzvah that you can do. Why pick the Arei Miklat? Rav Nevinson says, connected to the approach of the previous parak. One of the things that Moshe does, Moshe addresses B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. And Chasim Menashe, they're going to settle on the east side of the Jordan. And this is his word. We inherit that land, the land of Sichon and Og. I gave this land from Arnon north to Reuben and Gad, Yeter HaGilad, and the rest of Gilad, which is the part from basically Golan north, Chol Bashan, Mamlech of Og, and this, well, was the kingdom of Og. Natati Lachati Shevet Menashe, I gave it to part of Menashe. Bochev HaGob, Chol Bashan, and Hui Kare Eretz Rephaim, and that's the land I gave them. And I commanded you that time, Lemar, saying, Hashem lokechem natanachem et ha'aretz hazot, God has given you this land, l'resha l'rishta to inherit, chal tzim tavru l'fei achikem b'nei Yisrael. You need to be the pioneers, the leaders before b'nei Yisrael, kol b'nei chayal, anyone who is a member of the army, you can't just settle here, you need to help them conquer. We know that's the rule. And Rashi says, v'atzav etchem, and I commanded you, meaning Livnei Ruven and Negad Hayamadaber. He was talking to the Negad and Bnei Ruven. You need to go into Eretz Yisrael with everybody else. Rav Nevinson says that the Hayamadaber, Rashi's idea, is a sense of ongoing action. That this is not just I commanded you, Rashi says, but this whole section of the rebuke from Perek Gimel on is addressing Bnei Ruven. Bnei Gad, which is why he can see the next paragraph is the story of Vechanan. We have our parsha, right? Vechanan Hashem Beit Hilei Mor. I pled with God, saying, Hashem Elokim Atach Lotzla Rote Dazachat Dazlacha Beit Yechad Chazaka. You God have started to show me your greatness, your power. Dear Mikael Bashamayim. It was the power in the heavens, the earth, and the earth. We do all these great deeds. You started that. Everyone, now let me please cross over. Let me please cross over and see this great land, the good land that's on the other side of the Jordan. The wonderful mountain, the Lubanon. So this is where Rabbi Nevin told me that this rebuke to B'nai got in B'nai Reuven. Moshe is saying, I am not going to have a chance to go to Israel. I begged Hashem to go to Israel. And you here, you can go in, but you decide you're going to sit on the other side of it. There's better grazing land here. You want to stay here, on the other side. This is a bad idea. They go leads to the next paragraph, which is the Kitolid Banim B'nai B'nai Mashan Tabaris. When you have children and grandchildren, you get own the land, and you're going to be in this land, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael itself. And this will ruin you. You'll commit idolatry, and you'll anger Hashem. This is Rabbi Nevin Sel's words. Yerbab Sukim, Yikdisha Zara B'nei Avodah Zara B'totzau Teha. That there are four psukim in Moshe's warning about the evils of Avodah Zarah. Don't try to make any tumuna kol or tumuna chaya ba'aretz and dog yayam. Words exactly, but he's warning: don't do Avodah Zarah and all the consequences of that. You should realize Hazaraya Philakol. This actually applies to everyone. Really, no one should keep Avodah Zarah. Moshe is talking to all Bnei Israel. But Moshe kiva. But Moshe hoped. They got a Reuven, Yitrashmu Minachomer Chumra, that God and Reuven would take the message by the connection there that you're here on the other side of the land. Now be careful about your Avodah Zarah. And they will be influenced by the seriousness of the subject. They'll change their minds. Moshe is hoping that they will change their minds. They'll fail in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe says, you should realize, if you stay here on the other side of the Jordan, you're far from the Kedusha, you're far too close to the surrounding nations. They're going to influence you. You're going to end up serving Avodah Zarah. That's what happens when you're living outside of Eretz Yisrael. You'll be outside the land that Hashem was looking at. Outside the beloved of God. The danger is far greater. You should know. If you end up being influenced by the other nations around you and you commit Avodah Zarah, then the consequences are dire. You'll end up with the galut of, as we said, that you'll be scattered among all the other nations. And that's the end of that paragraph. That's the end of Moshe's first speech. That's the end of the rebuke. And Rav Nevin tells, we're looking at it. It's a pregnant pause. He's waiting. He's looking at B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven and hoping they'll say something. Kolav Zman, as time passed, Ish mi B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven lo higia elav, but no one from Gad and Reuven talked to him. Vin Moshe she'atzmotav nechshalu. And Moshe realized that his efforts were all for naught. Mugrei Yehudim b'mizrach liyarden. The fact that the Jews were going to settle on the east side of the Jordan, it was a fait accompli. I did look up this expression there. I don't know if it's the official translation of a determined act. Really fait accompli. Right? It's done. They're going to stay. And therefore, if it's going to be that way, Moshe said to himself, so we got to set up these Arei Miklat right here on the east side of the Jordan. Okay, so until now, Moshe didn't want to set up the cities there, because he was kind of hoping that no one would settle there. Yeah, we promised it to Gad, Reuven, and Manasseh, but maybe they'll see the light. And end up moving into Eretz Yisrael proper. Ugam Chashash, he was also afraid. He was also afraid that if he set the cities up, it would create facts in the ground and make it clear that it was okay to settle there, because Moshe himself is setting up cities here. And people would see it as being permission that this is now designated to be settled in. So therefore now, it's at that moment, Moshe set these cities, designated these cities. And he, because he loved the mitzvah, he wanted to do something. So he immediately wanted to do whatever mitzvah he could, comes to his hand. So the danger of Nevetzel says that being disconnected from the people, they're on the other side of the Yarden, will lead to them being disconnected from Hashem himself. They'll lead to the Avodah Zarah, and they know that. See, there's this amazing story in the end of Sefer Yehoshua. After the kibush, when the men folk of Yedigad and Reuven and Manasseh, they've helped Bnei Israel conquer what they were going to conquer. They're going back to the lands that they're settled in on the east side of Jordan. And so now, God, Reuven, Manasseh, they leave Bnei Israel from where they're all together in Shiloh, where the Mishkan was. Asher Beres Kanan, that's in Kanan. Lelecha Eretz HaGilad, to go to the other side of the Yarden, that's called Gilad. Eretz HaChuzatam, to land they had inherited. Eshna Chuzubah, Al Pi Hashem, Yom Hashem, that they were allowed to take God's word. Vayavol Gilad to Yarden, Asher Beres Kanan. And they cross over the Gilad, the rapids of the Jordan in Kanan. Vayivnu Bnei Reuven, Bnei Gad, Chassis, and there are on the east side of the Jordan, they built a huge mizbeach. They built an altar in the Gilad as they left Shiloh. The rest of Bnei Israel heard this and said, they built this altar opposite Eretz Canaan, a Golota Yarden by the rapids of the Jordan. Ever Bnei Israel, opposite breast of Bnei Israel. By Shmuel Bnei Israel, by Kalu called up Bnei Israel Shiloh, and people heard this, and they gathered together in Shiloh, Lalo Lahem Tzava, to go gather the army, to go fight. They're going to start a civil war, because they're building their own Mizbeach on the other side of the Yarden. That's terrible. They sent a fact finding mission. Bnei Reuven and God and Manasseh say, no, it's not there to serve Hashem. It's there as a monument. And they answered that they're defending themselves. Kelokim Hashem. Kelokim Hashem. Hashem hu Elokim. Hashem is God. We're not abandoning Torah. Hu yodea. He knows what we're doing. Yisrael hu yeda. And Bnei Israel, you should know. In the marriage, if we're trying to rebel against God, then nothing should save us. If we are actually building this altar in order to turn away from God, if we're going to offer all sacrifices on this massive altar we've just built, then God will seek us out. God will know. And if it's not true, if this is what we did this for, now, God will know if we're lying, but we did it because we're worried about this one thing. Later, your descendants, you are living in Canaan, will say to our descendants, will say, what do you have to do with God? The God of Israel. You're not one of us. You're on the other side of the Yarden. Because the Yarden, the Jordan, is the boundary between that Hashem placed between us, the real Bnei Israel, and you, Reuven and God. You have no part in the rest of Bnei Israel. And your descendants will cast away our descendants from serving Hashem. That's what we're afraid of. We're here on the other side of the Yarden. We're going to end up being split away from Bnei Israel. So that's what we were worried about. So we said, let's build this big altar, a model of the altar of the that's in the Mishkan. We're not going to offer offerings on there. This is a tourist attraction. Idhu, it's a monument. Testimony. Beinenu v'nechem, between you and us, bein dorotenu acharenu, and for future generations, that we're going to serve Hashem to show that we have, right, it's a model of the Mishkan, of the Mizeach that's in the Mishkan, so it's a sign that we, in fact, belong to that same Mishkan. That your descendants from tell the hours, you have no part in God. Omar, and we said, and if they do say this to us later, and we will say, look at this form of the Mizbeach Hashem. Right? We use the same Mizbeach you do. That our ancestors made, it's not there for actual offerings. Ki edhu beninu beachem, it's just there as a monument. Chalilanu mimenu limrod be'ashem. God forbid that we should be rebel against God. Veshuv hayom echer Hashem, turning away from God. With no mizbeach, lalav michal zevach. That we should build this altar for any other sacrifices to serve. Luvav mizbeach Hashem alkeinu, asher l'fnei mishkano. No, the only one we're going to go to is the one that's for the Mishkan. We just set this up because otherwise you people are going to reject us. That's going to be proof that we still get to go to the same Mizbeach. That's the story in Yeshua. But that's what they're doing. And that's not some worry about it. They're not worried about themselves. They're worried about Bnei Yisrael rejecting them because they're living on the other side of the Jordan. Moshe doesn't do that. Moshe sets aside Arei Miklat. That's what he does for Bnei Reuven, Bnei Gad. Why those? And the answer is because we think of Arei Miklat as a place where it's a refuge to go if you commit manslaughter negligently and you have to run away from a Goel Adam. But there's something much more than that. The Arei Miklat with the Arei Leviyin, specifically called that. Right. When it talks about setting up cities for the Levim, Savat Bnei Yisrael, Nula Levim, Minachak Achuzatam Arima Shavat. Man Bnei Yisrael, and you need to give the Levim from all the land they inherited cities to dwell in, specifically cities in Levim. We make rush Levim to the Ham with fields with green space around them. Levim, you'll give those to the Levim. Bet Arim Asher Titnula Levim. What cities belong to Levim? Shesh Arei Miklat. Those six Arei Miklat, those are the cities where the Levim will settle. It new Levim Shemar Otzeach that the manslaughter will run to. But here's the new Arba Imishtaim Ir, and you'll have 42 other cities as well that be where the Levim are. But the big cities that the Levim settled in were the Arei Miklat. The Levim are the ones, where I told Yor Rishatech Yaakov Torah Israel. They will teach Torah. You know, teach your commandments to Yaakov, your Torah to Israel. In other words, the Arei Miklat are the examples. They're the bastions of Torah. Levim are supposed to live there and live lives of showing how it's possible to live in a city and keep the Torah, and that they're going to teach by example. So that these Arei Miklat on the Eivar Yarden, they're going to be bastions of Torah, even the Eivar Yarden, on the east side. That's what Moshe is setting up. It's not so much that I have to worry about the Rotzeach. It's I need these Arei Miklat, I need the Arei Leviim there. They need to be set up even before Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven settled there. Like Yaakov is sending Yehuda down to Egypt. We know that it says, it's Yudah Shalach Lefarav El Yosef. Yaakov is going down. He sends Yosef, and the Midrash says, "Lorot l'fanav Goshna," to literally to show him the way to Goshen. And Rashi says that "lahorot" means to teach. First thing you do is set up the schools. That's what Moshe is doing here. That's what he's saying with the Arei Miklat. Cleocker makes this point. This is a hint in the meaning of miklat. When it says that that the Arei Miklat are lanus shamarotech of a chai, they'll run there and he'll live. Remez od la'amra razal, this is the mission in Pirkei Avot. V'inorai omer, have a gola l'makam Torah. If you're going to be exiled, make sure you're exiled to a place of Torah. While tamar sheti tavo acharecha, don't say it will follow me, I don't have to worry about it. V'kamosh Arei Miklat kol tien, just like the Arei Miklat, they absorb. They serve as a refuge. It says, v'nas al-chat min arima el v'chai, that you can run to these places and you'll live. That's what the chai is. That you, these Arei Miklat are the places where that life in Eivar Yardin, in Galut, will exist. And the truth is, we don't all live in Eretz Yisrael. You do. You did a good job. Yay. That's good, but I don't. That's reality, right? Just like B'nai Gad, B'nai Ben, I'm going to say, you know, this land, that's Sher Hikah, there's Miknehi, B'Avdecha Mikneh, I have money here, I can't afford to move anywhere else. It's a self-imposed galut, but it's galut nonetheless. But then Moshe is saying that it's important to have an Ir Miklat, a place of refuge, and a place to absorb the Torah and remain connected to Kedusha that we're missing. And that's why Moshe sets up these Arei Miklat now and here, is to serve as the refuge for all those who are living on Eivar Yardin. Rav Levinstein actually concludes by talking. This is his sicha to the Bnei Yeshiva. He says, "You're about to start on your Ben Azmanim."
Right, Ben Azmanim.
Bnei Yeshiva, you're going out there. You gotta stay connected. Easy to fall away.
Wait,
you're in Eretz Kedosha. You have it easier. Have to work hard to stay connected. I don't know if it feels easier or not.
Well, but there's still Ben Hazmanim in Israel.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's still Ben Hazmanim. You still need to pay attention. He actually makes a point that, you know, the fact that you're on the bus or something, and there's a big, you know, priestess ad or whatever that you shouldn't learn in the presence of it. And he said, no, that's Davka, that's the point where you should be learning to try to protect yourself. Stop recording.